Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show.
Hi everybody, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you might be. My name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am the host of the show today. And I bring you some really special people. Very special people, because these are people where you can watch as they make their dreams come true. And they inspire me every day. It's just amazing. Their names are Bill and Janet Moore, and they're the founders of the Festival of Enlightenment. But let me go back into the history a little bit so you know where they come from. Because they didn't start off with the idea for making such a big festival. Both of them have been in international business. I think Jen said that they have more than 80 years of international business experience between them. So I'm definitely going to ask them a question or two, especially when I meet them, to find out how to take my business to the next level. And they were owners of a multi-million dollar business. They managed some Fortune 100 companies and have successfully and solution-oriented, that's important, solution-oriented, that's what I do in my coaching too, because we want to get a solution, we want to get a result, a better result than before, right? And they have done solution-oriented and performance-based consulting. So they have extensive knowledge on business strategies and development, project management, sales and marketing, retail, merchandising, customer service, commercial real estate, internet and social media. Wow, that's quite a bit. And their clients in the U.S. alone included 3M, Texas Instruments, Halliburton, Johnson & Johnson, Peterbilt, and Rockwell International. In the U.K., Sainsbury's, very large company, Tesco's, massive, Compass Group, Argos, British Telecom, and so on and so on and so on. So we are really talking about people that know how to run a business and they know what's wrong with the business. So if you have a question concerning business, maybe you're stuck in a certain situation that you don't want to stay in, then just give us a ring. But today we're going to talk about what is dear to my heart, as we always do on this station, and that is we're going to talk about the Festival of Enlightenment, because they had the idea for it, and they have started to organize it, and it's happening. It's happening. Just from an idea, this festival is taking place. I think that's so powerful, and you really want to hear all about that. So I want to welcome Janet and Bill. Are you on the line?
Yes, we are. Hello, Barbara. What
Hello,
a fantastic
Barbara.
Introduction.
Hello,
Hi,
Barbara.
Jen. Hi,
us.
Bill. Lovely to have you. Well, as you know, I admire you very much for the guts to really make this happen. I mean, this is been on my mind for so long to do something like that, but I didn't dare. So hats off to you kudos to you, because I'm really, really, I just admire you a lot for doing what you're doing at the moment and bringing so many amazing people together to make this festival so special. So would you mind sharing with our audience a little bit how it all happened? What gave you the idea? When did you think about it? How did you think about it? Did it grow as you were, you know, building the dream? Tell us how that happened.
Okay, Barbara, I'll start that a little bit, and then Jan will pick it up, because it originally started when all things were going well, and we were having quite a bit of success, as you had previously mentioned, in business and what have you. But what we never realized was what real success was, what real joy and what real level of success could be created until you, when you're trapped in that logical world. And it started back in the logical world. I was doing some work that I kind of decided that I wanted to formulate a company called A Smiling World and have A Smiling World be about conscious business. And when I say conscious business, my primary focus was on the fact that in business, when you think about making money or you think about how the shareholders can make more money, you never achieve the level of success that you can when you put people first and you put concentration on serving your customers, taking care of your employees, and you move shareholders and making money down to 3, 4, or 5 on the list of things of priorities. And when you sincerely do that, you always make more money. There's a book called Built to Last by Jim Collins that has research on the greatest companies in the world. Some of those you mentioned that I had worked with are those companies such as 3M and et cetera. But I thought that if I could get A Smiling World to become a business icon around the world, that it would help us to get that conscious level of business, get people thinking about other people and the planet first, and then they would see that it always works out. They would make more money anyway, but and they would also have the mindset to help share that resource of funds with other people and just build a better world. That was the original vision, and I thought I would bring in some speakers and whatnot. Along the way, I met Jan and started working with her in some business mentoring, long distance over the phone, and working with her on solving a couple of problems, which primarily was the negative environment she was surrounded by. She had brilliance, and she had brilliant businesses, but unfortunately, she was in a marriage that was very negative, and her husband was able to manifest everything he wanted, but it was all everything he wanted was negative, so it didn't help her. And I suggested that I always am very frank and honest with people when I talk to them, and I just suggested that if you're not in the right relationship, it's time to move on. And, of course, the longer you've been in a relationship, the harder that is. And, of course, 24 years, Jan had been thinking about it the whole 24 years, but she had a vision that it was time to move. And in the course of working with her in a mentoring capacity, I had actually asked her to come to work for me because I saw the brilliance she had. But in the long and the short of it, when it got to the end of you know, where I'll have Jan pick up on the story, I ended up in the hospital with acute pancreatitis and a 50-50 shot at living through that. I was also, that was right about the 2009 crash. And a funder that was behind us on A Smiling World came apart, and so we ended up with no funding. And what I ended up with was coming out of the hospital with a big pile of debt, and Jan was just coming out shortly thereafter of a marriage where her husband had all of the assets, but she had a big pile of debt. So we looked at how do we regroup and pay all this debt off, and I told Jan about the idea of the speaking on conscious business, and one morning she woke up and said, no, it has to be a festival. It has to have music, it has to have art, it has to be experiential, and it has to be huge. And when she described it, I looked at her and said, my goodness, Jan, you're talking about another Woodstock. And she immediately said, no, bigger. It has to shake the world. And so we looked at it and we thought, you know, do we just go on trapped in the world that everybody's trapped in, and try to resolve some of the problems at hand? Or do we just drop everything, move to America, and start the festival and get it done and get the job done? And we said, you know, we're get it done people. So we said, we're just going to stop everything and go get it done. And the fact that we had major obstacles and major problems right in front of us and our backs right to the wall is something I hope inspires everybody. And before I'm just going to hand it over to Jan now, but it is something to inspire everybody. The world's greatest things always come out of turmoil and and what have you. And that's something that everybody should be inspired on. Anybody can accomplish anything. And if things are hard or tough, that's actually the time they can be born into the biggest and best results. Let me pass this over to Jan now, because and let her give you her perspective as well, if we can, Barbara.
Yes, you can, but just give me a second because I want to chip in my tuppence worth on what you just said, because I've just recorded a video that I put on YouTube about what I call the wake-up calls. That is exactly what happened to you in 2009. You had one of those really strong wake-up calls, you know, a serious illness, financial problems, things change very fast and very rapidly, and you had to make a major decision, and you did, obviously, and I'm so happy that you did. But people need to be aware of that, that out of adversity, or what seems adversity at the time, out of struggle is where we rise, when we rise above that struggle and actually move in a different direction. This is when things happen, serious things happen, big things happen. This is when we can, you know, when we're willing to go full out, because we are standing, how do you say that, against the wall? And this is when we are creative, when we dare, because we've got to do something. And things are bad as they are, and this is when we dare to take that step forward that we were afraid of before. So I commend you on that. I mean, really, really, really brilliantly done. I'm so glad you did. And now, Jen, you can, you may continue.
Okay, thank you. Well, it's really crucial what you just said, because we often look at things that happen in our lives that appear to be really negative, you know, and we bemoan the fact that these terrible things are happening to us. And this is something that we teach in our Success Frequency mentoring program about the power of neutrality, because what that means is that every situation that you encounter actually has no inherent meaning. It's actually neutral, and you just, through your interpretation, you decide whether it's positive or negative. And one of the amazing things that we've learned from doing the festival is that in order to create something that you have envisioned that you want to bring into your life, very often other things have to fall away in order to make space for that vision to be realized. And what happened with Bill's situation and with my situation was that what seemed to be just one sort of disaster after another was actually a clearing out process in which it put us in a position where we actually had nothing to lose. And we were, if we'd been comfortable, if we'd had really successful businesses, if we'd been very busy with what we were doing that was ongoing, then there is absolutely no way we would have taken this leap, because it was such a massive risk and such a massive mission, if you like. But all of this, when you look back retrospectively, you see that all of this was actually the universe creating the right circumstances for us to do this. And so, you know, that's, we're just very grateful for the fact that we were able to be in that position to do it, because it's actually helped us tremendously on our own personal journey, as well as in the experience of meeting some fantastic people, and including yourself in bringing this festival together. So, you know, especially at the moment in the current climate, people are very focused on all the things that are going wrong in their lives. And what they have to realize is that all of this is part of a much bigger shift. It's not just about their own personal circumstances. The whole planet is making a shift towards a whole new conscious way of living. And again, it's making people uncomfortable in their present situation in order to give them the motivation to make the shift to a new way of doing things and to take opportunities and create their own vision of the things that they really want to create and to make them uncomfortable enough to actually make that move and take on the challenge. And the key thing to remember is, you know, this is something that is really key to the success of bringing the festival together. And that is that you have to really, really focus heart and soul on your vision. And you're going to meet lots of people that are going to come up with all the reasons why it's not going to happen and all the problems you're going to encounter and all the things you should have had in place before you started. And the universe doesn't work that way, because it's this classic case of don't worry about the how. Because people tend to think, well, I'll do it when I've got this, and I'll do it when I've got that, and I'll do it when I've got money, and I'll do it when I'm in this relationship or whatever. And that means you'll never do it, because it's always in the future. What you have to say is, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do it one step at a time, and I'm going to allow it to unfold in the sequence in which the universe dictates it's going to happen. And that can be really challenging, because we have this expectation in the logical world that things happen in a certain sequence. And, you know, that's all fine and good, but if you try and force things to happen in a certain sequence, all you get is resistance. And so a key lesson from the festival development is you have to accept the sequence in which things happen, and that way you open yourself up to amazing synchronicities and miracles. And, you know, if you have a vision that is really inspired, then you have the support of the universe and all these things will happen. And the key thing is trusting wholeheartedly that that vision is going to be real, and see it as being real and vision it as being real. And everything then will fall into place. And that's not meant to, this is not an easy process, because it is in contrast to everything we've been taught and everything we've learned. But this is the way that those really big visions come to pass. And we've often, you know, we use as a comparison to the festival that it's the new evolution of Live Aid and Live 8. And we were talking to one of our new speakers yesterday, who isn't yet on the website, but who has also signed up to speak for us. And he knew somebody who was involved in Live Aid and Live 8, and his comment was that that also had some amazing synchronicities, which of course we don't always hear about when we're not involved in the process. But it's another example of how the universe supports these visions and really will help you to make it happen if you allow it to.
It definitely will. And I agree with you that it's very difficult, because it doesn't seem to be logical, and it's like you write a vision or you declare, you know, you set an intention and you expect it to manifest, but most people don't believe in manifestation and they can't even imagine. They say, I can't visualize. And everybody can visualize, because if I say don't think of a pink elephant, I'm sure in that split second they saw a pink elephant. At least they could imagine
one.
Yeah, and it's natural, it's normal. We all can do that. We all do it automatically. But they think that they need to see, when they have an idea, they think they need to see a 3D film, you know, going on in their mind. And of course, most of us can't do that. For instance, I can't visualize like that. I don't see a 3D color, sound, and everything. But I still, my imagination still sees, you know, what I want, what I'm visualizing. And I recommend people to really write it down in every little detail, not how it will happen, but what will happen. The moment that it happens, for instance, in your case, the festival, you know, I would recommend if somebody had an idea like that, I would say, okay, sit down and write down what will happen on the day the festival started. Or on the closing night, you know, the ceremony, the moment for you, the most important moment for you. And really describe it in every tiny little detail. So every cell of your body understands that this is serious stuff. You really mean it. You're going to make it happen. And, of course, then continue to move step by step at your own pace towards it, because universe is going to, you know, make things happen in its own way, like you said, not the way we expected. And I would like to insert here also how I got to know you, because a couple of months ago, I was thinking I had this vision of speaking in front of 50,000 people. It's just a small part of my life's vision or of my purpose, but that was part of it. And I had it set for 2011. And, you know, as we were getting into the fourth quarter of 2010, I thought, it didn't get that much closer to your 50,000 people this year. So it's 2011 next year. So this is sort of becoming very short term now. And I was thinking about it for a couple of days, you know. And then I get this email from Bill, and he asked me to speak at the festival. And I'm like, wow. And I checked out your website, and somewhere, either on the website or when I spoke to you, I heard 50,000 people. And I thought, holy Moses. I mean, this stuff really works.
It
is such a wonderful and real life example how things happen as you continue walking towards your goals, towards your dreams, towards your vision, that things fall into place, and they come from places you would not expect, because I didn't know you were organizing a festival, and I didn't know you at the time. So, you know, it just came out of nowhere, but obviously it's been in my mind for a long time, and this is why I'm so grateful to you that you're organizing it, because now I just have to show up and do my thing. Makes life so much easier. But I talk about it in so much depth, about your vision, your ideas, and how it came to pass, and also how my, you know, that part of my vision is happening through you and through the festival. So people understand that no matter what their vision is, what their dream is, as long as they take steps towards it and really trust and believe that it will happen, then it will happen. Like you said,
absolutely.
You don't have to know how, you just start moving. Small step by small step.
Absolutely, Barbara. And one thing I'd like to add to that, we started just by putting up on our vision board the speakers that we were familiar with, or authors that we were familiar with that we wanted to have at the festival. And it's interesting what you were saying about, describe in detail. One of the key things is not actually getting it, you know, by all means describe it in detail, visualize it, but don't get too attached to that vision, because what we found is that the vision has actually got massively bigger than we even anticipated when we created it. And so the concept there of the greatest transformational event and, you know, the speakers that we were going to have was sent out to the universe. But we were open to, or even better, and that's the concept,
and
you know.
Don't worry about the house.
And really, then we just allowed it to happen, and it has gone immensely bigger than we ever thought possible.
Not worry about the how.
And you know, the how just didn't come into it at all, because we didn't actually know how we were going to do it. We just had to trust that was going to happen. And, you know, we've actually, as in your case, we've become the how for other people. And by you not worrying about how you were going to speak in front of 50,000, the solution manifests. But again, one of the key things is don't set expectations about where it's going to come from, because most of the time it comes from a completely different direction to what your logic has to expect.
And just real quick, Barbara, I know the show's about to end, but I would just interject for everybody.
I know, we've got time.
One of the things that I would just interject for everybody to keep in mind, it is really easy when things are going well to look and think how good we are at getting something done. And that's true. Everybody has immense power, because we all have the power of the divine within us and the ability to create. But one of the things we do have to step back and just think about is we are part of that divine. We are all one, and we all have the ability to manifest and co-create our destinies. But the one thing is we just do need to keep in mind that it is not just us. We are not alone, and not to get our own ego in the way and try to figure out how to do it, but to just say, okay, I've set the vision, I've put it in place, or I've received the vision, but let the divine do the work for us, because if you get to messing with the how, you always struggle. And if you just step back and say, I'll just let it unfold, take action, but take inspired action rather than just running in circles trying to figure out what should I do next. Just take the time, as Jan said, with the space, and sit back and allow yourself some quiet time, and just let the universe tell you what needs to be done next. And that's one of the things I've learned out of this journey.
Yeah, that's wonderful, and I hope that everybody heard it or listens to a replay, because what we're talking about is something that really works, and we've given several examples. And if you are coming to the festival next June, if you come to the festival, and I think you definitely have to come, I mean, everybody has to come, because it will be so special, then you will see the end result of that vision, of that idea, how it manifested in such a short period of time. This is pretty amazing. You know, it didn't take 5 or 10 years. It just took a year or a year and a half, which is very short for organizing something so massive. So, definitely. And tell us a little bit about what's going to happen at the festival. Obviously, I'm going to speak there, so I'm really happy about that, and I will try to transform some people's lives for the better. But there will be loads and loads of other speakers and other events happening.
Yeah, Barbara, we are really pleased to have you there, and you're already transforming lives. It'll be a chance for a lot of people to get to see you in person that perhaps have not yet seen you. And we're going to have roughly 250 or more speakers scattered around over the 7 days and nights. We have some of the world's best entertainers. We've signed Bob Geldof to this, so we're bringing in a little bit of that touch of Live Aid and Live 8 to it and the musical side. But Jan has created a program that this is why Buddy Revell is actually flying in to work with us now.
Hi, everyone. My name
is... Sorry about that.
No problem. Freddie Revell is actually flying in to help work the program, so it's an experiential event where everybody will see art being created live, they'll see music, even music composition being created live, and all interwoven with the speakers and a very experiential event. So it's very exciting, and we have some of the world's top best known names, but even more interestingly, some people who don't have their names as well out there and recognizable, who are just getting started, what have you, that have some amazing work are also going to be there. And it's going to be seven days and seven nights where people are really going to start off on a very joyful experience right from day one, have a very experiential experience and have that transformation. And, of course, we're going to do a webinar run-up to that as well to help them manifest the money to be there and start their transformational journey. And then we have another flow out the other side to keep them going until we see them in Europe at the 2012 festival and on into Asia in 2013.
Excellent. So this is not only a one-time thing. You're actually taking it on the road. You're going to Europe. You're going to Asia. You're going to all the continents eventually, I imagine, that want this type of transformation. And as you said in the very beginning, we are transforming, whether we know it or not, but we are definitely transforming. Our consciousness is changing, and we are growing together, which I think is absolutely amazing. And I can feel it at every event I go to lately. You know, the last couple of years, it was so noticeable. More and more people are drawn to this, to this enlightened movement. And it's not esoteric anymore. It is the real thing. It's happening. You can see how people change, how they're empowered, and how they are changing themselves and the lives around them. It's just, you know, for me, it's so beautiful to be part of it worldwide, as I can see. So I think from your vision, you do not expect 2012 to be the end of our days.
Absolutely not, no. I think there's going to be quite a change in people in the world, and I think this whole movement towards 2012, as we were saying before, is making space for a new paradigm to emerge. And one of the really exciting things that's happened with the festival in the last week or so, is it seems to be becoming a magnet for people with other elements of the vision of what the new world will look like, which is amazing. And it's really exciting because what we've had so far is we've got this this view that the world as it has been is just falling apart, really. The economic system, the political system, everything is just disintegrating because it's become its own self-destruction, really, because of this emphasis on greed and combat and negativity and so on. And I think everybody is recognizing that the bridge to the new world is through consciousness and through manifestation and approaching things in that way rather than this old logical sort of physical way of approaching things. But as yet, nobody's really come up with a vision for people as to what the new world is actually going to look like. And that makes it really difficult for people to embrace the change because there's so much uncertainty and fear, really, about what the new world's going to look like. And that's not helped by all this this media negativity about 2012 and it's going to be the end of the world, and, you know, the world's going to explode and all these kinds of things, which are really just there to generate more fear. And it's only through moving away from fear that you become able to live differently and live this whole thing about manifestation, because all our logical doubts and concerns and the, you know, I can't possibly do that is all based on fear, basically. And once you move away from fear, everything becomes possible. And so the festival now is drawing towards it people who we haven't known of, who have visions of different parts of what the new society can look like, you know, different types of communities and different types of political systems and economic platforms and all sorts of things that you know, it's almost like we're forming the hub for people to come together to form the vision of what this new world will look like, and that is really powerful.
It is, and I'm really looking forward to it. I will definitely stay for the full week because I don't want to miss a minute.
We're not gonna allow you to get away in less than the full week. In fact, we're encouraging everybody to be there the full week so they can see all of the parts of it. And I did just want to clarify something. When Jan said, you know, we are, the festival is becoming the magnet and we are drawing in these people, I would like to just make sure the listeners understand that when we say we, we're the workers that have been given that divine inspiration. But the we is actually Jan and I co-creating with the divine, because this is much bigger than the two of us, and we recognize that very much so. This is obviously something that's meant to be, and whose time has come, and we're just doing everything we can to be the workers to get the job done. And everybody can be, though, if they just close the door on the logical world and say, look, fear-based negativity, none of that works. It's all falling apart. I'm just going to take a deep breath, have some quiet time, reconnect with world and nature and my spiritual side, and just listen to the divine tell me what to do. They'll see that it all come together, and not look at that fear-based world. Because I would bet anything, including my life, that there is not going to be anything happen in 2012 except a really beautiful conscious shift of this planet into a new paradigm that's going to be a really peaceful and loving world rather than all of this fear-based control type world that we've been living in. It's just ending, and a new horizon and a new dawn's coming. So it's really, really wonderful.
Yeah, it is a beautiful vision, and as I said, I notice it everywhere. I notice it in so many things, small and big, and it's definitely happening. And I've been in the personal development world for 32 years, and finally it's sort of coming to fruition, you know. Finally, I mean, it's really noticeable, the shift. You even notice that in people that I would have called really greedy, like a lot of the internet marketing people, the big ones of them, the serious ones that are making very serious money in internet marketing, those guys have such a strong consciousness, and they believe in the positive, and they are honest, and they have integrity and all that. But, you know, people are not aware of that, of course. We buy from all kinds of people, and a lot of them are no good. They sell us stuff that is worthless. But believe me, I've met all these guys. The really big players in the market are the ones that have the consciousness, that have the enlightenment, that are willing to share their knowledge, that, you know, has gotten them where they are today. And I love that. You know, this is why I like going to these events, because I felt in the last few years I could really feel that shift happening. It was not all around money anymore. It was suddenly around, you know, treat each other with respect and with integrity, and don't sell any rubbish into the marketplace, because, you know, the market will notice and will repay you in a bad way, obviously, by not coming back to you. You know, treat your customers with the respect they deserve. And I like that. In every field that I work in or that I go to, I notice that difference. And it's really making my heart sing, because it's just so inspiring. And I'm sitting here in Germany in a really rural area in the middle of the woods with tons of snow. We've got an incredible amount of snow, and I can still feel it, right? It's definitely sweeping the world, and the festival, of course, is going to take a massive big part in that and will be very, very helpful and transformational for a lot of people. So tell our listeners, when exactly is the festival going to happen and where?
Okay, well, the festival is going to be happening in Colorado, in the Evergreen area, between the 13th and the 19th of June. It's 7 days and seven nights. And we really are encouraging people to really invest the whole week in the festival, because we're planning a program that will start with a wonderful opening ceremony and have such really fantastic speakers and activities and events throughout the week, and then finalize with a real crescendo at the end to really send people on their way so motivated to make this shift that it'll really carry them forward, and we'll help to maintain that in the events that follow it. So the 7 days and seven nights is really essential to be able to get the full picture of this, to get all the elements that contribute to being able to make this shift. And to that end, to help people be able to do that, we're actually offering a really fantastic deal at the moment for the holidays. And you can find out about this on our festival website, which is festivalofenlightenment.com. And what we're saying is, for everybody who donates $100 before the 31st of December, we will give them 2 7-day tickets to the event. And this is a massive saving, because 2 tickets, when we do the actual release and launch of the ticket sales, will be in the region of $1,500. So this is a massive opportunity for people who want to be there. And it gives people who are worried about whether they can afford to be there or not the chance to get there for a really low price. And we will be helping people as well in the events leading up to the festival, which will be online, to manifest for themselves the ability to go there. So even if they have to travel a distance and work out hotel tickets and so on, you know, even that we can help with just this manifestation process. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for people, if they want to be there, to take up that holiday offer, which is, the details are all on the website. That's festivalofenlightenment.com.
Okay, so people, if you hear this, I've already done it. I donated my $100 and I got 2 tickets, or I'm getting 2 tickets as soon as they're printed. And I did that because I want to invite a couple of my friends. And I'm definitely taking my niece. She is the most important person in my life. And I will definitely take her, because I want her to meet all these people and be in this atmosphere. She's young. She's 19. So just imagine, when you get all that information and this amazing vibes and spend a whole week with like-minded people, with so many of them, that is going to be transformational for her. I'm 100% sure. And I have her translate my book before that, because I want her to translate my book into German, because I wrote it in English. First of all, because she's a student of German, actually, of languages, and she is, you know, it would be nice on her CV. But I also want her to understand this type of thinking that we have.
Absolutely, and it's so important for the young people to get this, and we're getting such a broad range of ages and people coming from all over the world already. And one thing we haven't really emphasized, we're literally working with some fantastic organizations now to put together a junior festival that runs in parallel with the main festival, which is obviously aimed at adults. But what we really feel strongly about is giving children and young people the opportunity to learn about all of this, rather than what they're generally being indoctrinated into in the old way, in the schools. So we're working with a couple of fantastic organisations to put together a really wonderful programme for all ages of children, and that means that this becomes a real family affair. So if anybody's got children who are thinking, well, how on earth do I go to the festival for a week? You know, what do I do with the kids? We'll bring them along, because this is going to be the most inspirational event for the kids too, and we'll really set them off on the right path to live this wonderful manifesting life that is just so possible.
Yeah, definitely. Bring your children along, because for them to transform and to understand this, it's much, much easier than for us, because we've been indoctrinated for so many years with the wrong information that for most of us it's kind of quite a longish process. But for the kids, it's really easy. I was in Malaysia in October for an event, and we had the youngest person. Normally the youngest is 14. The youngest that I allowed into this event. But in this case, we had a 12 and a 13-year-old. I think we had 10 teenagers between 12 and 18. And it was amazing. I mean, they got it so fast. It was just mind-boggling to watch them. and they loved it so much. And when I read their Facebook posts, it's so powerful because they live it. That's it, full stop. You know, they don't question anything. They just live it. And this is the power that for us adults, sometimes it's difficult to comprehend, but for the children, it's not, because they don't question. They experience it, and then this is it. They live it. So please do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your kids a favor and bring them along, most definitely, yeah.
Because this is our natural state. The tragedy is that we're born with this ability and this intuition and this connection that is actually indoctrinated out of us. So we're actually taught not to believe in our intuition and not to believe in the non-physical world and the miracles that can happen and the synchronicities. We're told that's not possible. You know, if it's not material, if you can't touch it, then it's not real. And the amazing thing that's happened, and another thing that people will learn at the festival, is the amazing leaps forward that science has made in actually proving that a lot of the non-physical things that we've been taught do actually exist. And this is the great thing about physics, because if people are skeptical because of the way that they've been educated and they need some proof to even, you know, consider that this works, well, the proof is there and is emerging more and more all the time. And, you know, we've got some fantastic people that are going to be there, like Greg Braden, and we just got agreement from Mahendra Kumar Trivedi of the Trivedi Foundation, who's otherwise known as Guruji, who is working with universities and scientific organizations to prove the power of his blessing in terms of changing the capability of seeds to germinate, is affecting the yields of crops, is affecting behavior of cancer cells and healthy cells, and is actually going to be speaking at the festival and giving his blessing to people at the festival, which has amazing, amazing effects, which by working with the scientific institutions, he's actually proving the science of what he's doing. And we're really getting this link between science and spirituality now, which was never there before.
I agree with you, because that is becoming clearer and clearer. A lot of it we've learned through quantum physics, and it has been proven now through brain scans and so on. It can be proven, for instance, that every thought is energy. And obviously, if I put positive energy, I mean, if I have a positive thought, I put out different energy than when I have a negative, hateful thought. Totally different. And I know from my own experience, I used to be a fairly angry person. I can't even remember, but I do remember that I used to get angry quite quickly. And that you use so much more energy. I think it's 8 times more energy when you are upset than when you are happy. And I remember that one day I was really upset with somebody in the morning, and I was exhausted the whole day because I was having this argument with this guy for about, I don't know, half an hour or even more. And the rest of the day was finished because I was exhausted. So afterwards, I learned about this energy exchange and so on. And I thought, wow, what a waste of time. Better be happy and have the energy to go on and do the stuff that you really want to do, because who wants to be upset and angry? So, yeah, there's a lot of research that has been discovered in the last few years that can actually now be proven to the skeptics that this stuff works. Whoever
Absolutely.
Needs proof, they will get the proof.
Yeah, and they'll see a lot of that at the festival as well, because we've got a whole area on what we call quantum leaps, which is all about the science of death and the heart and brain elements of it. So, you know, if people want to see the proof, it'll be there too.
Excellent. I think that will be good, you know, because there's so many different ways of teaching and so many different ways of learning, and every one of us takes things in a different way. So as you are giving so many different areas where people can be inspired or where people can understand better, that it will be for everybody, from the skeptic to the believer, you know. Everybody will get their fill, I'm quite sure, because there's such a variety, and I really invite people to go to the festival website, please. It's www.festivalofenlightenment.com, and you can see the speakers, including me, and you can see as they are growing, the list is growing. Almost every time I go to the site, I see new people, new faces, and they come from very different areas of life. This is what makes it so interesting. There will be scientists there, there will be inspirational speakers, there will be athletes there will be musicians there, artists. Everybody expresses the same message, really, in a different way.
Exactly. And that's what we're bringing together, that, you know, it really is one message. And whichever entry point you make, it just leads you into the other elements of the message that really make the whole come alive completely.
Yeah.
And I'd just
like to
recommend that when people go to the website, you know, refresh the page, because often you only see what your computer last loaded. So make sure you refresh the page, because that way you'll see all the new additions. And we also have a link on there to our Facebook page. So we're encouraging people to actually interact with us through Facebook and tell us who they'd like to see and why they're inspired by the festival, and, you know, what whether they're going and who they're bringing with them and so on. And they can also follow us on Twitter as well. Again, there's a link there. And we do have a newsletter that goes out regularly. And again, you can sign up on the page for that to hear about the latest speakers that are coming along and also about how we're going through this process of manifestation. So it's not just about, you know, oh, we've got so-and-so now and so-and-so now. We're actually explaining a lot of the principles of the manifestation process as we go along. So, you know, I really encourage people to watch the thing in the making.
Definitely. And it's also a fantastic way of understanding how things are happening, how things are coming together. I mean, I've been watching it now for 2 months, and I can see how things fall into place. Even from afar, you can see how things are happening, how things are falling into place, and it's wonderful to watch. We have a caller, and we've got about another 5 minutes, so I will open the line. Hello?
Hello, Barbara. This is Mr. Barbecue.
Hi, Mr. Barbecue.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Do you have, because we're getting very close to the end of the show, do you have a question to Jan and Bill?
Oh, yes, I did. I was just wanting to know, could I be a part of it? Could I be a speaker?
Well, we're still adding to the festival lineup. What I suggest you do is we have a contact form on the website. If you want to send an inquiry to us through that website, then we can send you an application and you can tell us what you do, and we'll go from there.
We'll do that then. We'll do that. I've enjoyed the show. I really have.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And Barbara, I will get back with you. We keep getting a disconnect, okay? Enjoy the show. You all take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Okay,
we're getting into the last couple of minutes. Any last-minute message you want to give to the people, Jan or Bill?
Just a really sincere message that says, if you can do anything possible to be at the festival, then be there, because this is just going to be the most amazing event. And we're, in a way, we're stunned at the miracles that are happening to pull together this fantastic event. And the energy there is just going to be, it's going to blow people away. I mean, the energy, we're already told, is emanating even from the website. So by the time we pull all this together and actually get it on the ground, it's going to be absolutely wonderful. So please join us in Colorado in June.
And it's a beautiful place, I hear. I've never been in Colorado, so I'm really looking forward to getting there, because I've seen some photos of Colorado and it looks really stunning. So I'm looking forward to that. I will make a vacation, and I will be speaking as much as you want me to. I would also like to do some work with the young people. I love working with youngsters. So,
absolutely, Barbara. We're looking forward to that. And when everybody comes here, they'll understand that why we came to Colorado to do it. We walk out every morning and have a big 8-point and a 10-point buck deer that walk up and eat right out of our hands. And it is just the most beautiful setting. So we're going to share that with everybody. And by the end of the week, we're going to the whole mission is to give everybody back their divine power so that they can walk out and really make a difference in the world and understand that we don't have to change 6 billion minds on the planet and all think alike. The quantum and the divine works in such a way that it only takes a small critical mass to all get the intention setting and all the negativity will just fade away. So we're really looking forward to seeing everybody here in Colorado.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I'm really looking forward to it. So thank you so much for having been on my show. I really appreciate that. I know how much work you have. And, I can't wait, you know. I can't wait to actually come to Colorado, meet you all, and make it happen, help make it happen.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Barbara, for giving us the opportunity to talk about it as well. It's been a real delight to be on the show with you.
Thank you so much, Barbara. Lots of love and hugs from Jan and I to you and all your listeners.
Well, a big hug from freezing Germany to you, too. And
I think you've got all the Colorado snow, actually. We haven't got any here, so it's obviously all over there.
Yeah, must be, but I've heard that you have also some snowstorms somewhere in the States.
Yeah.
And apparently in Georgia, in the Georgia mountains, they had snow a couple of days ago, which is very unusual for this time of year. So weather is being a little bit crazy. Anyway, we know what is happening, and it's good stuff. So I'm really looking forward to this festival, and everybody that is listening, please go to the website www.festivalofenlightenment.com and get inspired. Just by reading it, you will get inspired. But, of course, just imagine spending a full week, 7 days and 7 nights with people like Jan, Bill, and myself, and 200 or 300 other people who have found their purpose, who are, you know, really living a life of purpose, a life of passion, a life of excitement. And I'm sure you could hear it from our voices. We're really doing it, you know, and we love every minute of it. And that's what life should be like, loving it. So I wish you a wonderful holiday season, and I speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.